It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, Baba Ganoush.
What do we got?
Christmas come early.
Secretary Cleary?
The Secretary of the Treasury, the guy you love since business school. Don't thank me.
I don't know. I mean, I thought the season was over. I was looking forward to kind of taking a break for a little bit.
John, what are you talking about? This is the Kentucky Derby of weddings. It's the Clearys. They're an American institution. Pal, there's going to be over 200 single women at this wedding. Not to mention, if you look here, they got three live bands. They got oysters, snacks, phenomenal finger food.
I'm tired, okay? My feet hurt. My voice is hoarse.
Oh, please don't take a turn to negative town.
What are you talking about? Who's getting negative?
What, the Buckner nuptials? You were sitting and sulking in the corner.
I wasn't sulking. I twisted my ankle.
Rule number 6. Do not sit in the corner and sulk. It draws attention to you in a negative way. Draw attention to yourself, but on your own terms.
Please don't quote the rules to me. I know them.
When Chaz Reinhold passed the sacred rules of wedding crashing on to us 12 years ago, he gave us a legacy.
You make it sound like a cult, okay? And from everything you've told me about Chaz, he sounds like a kook.
You bite your tongue. Chaz Reinhold is not a kook. He is a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
He lived with his mother till he was 40. She tried to poison his oatmeal.
Erroneous! Erroneous! Erroneous on both counts!
Oh, Lord, here we go again.
What you should be worried about is not Chaz Reinhold, who's in the Hall of Fame. What you should be worried about is you're getting sloppy. Now, if you sit there and expect me to go out on a limb and try to pull off the greatest crash of all time, I gotta know that your head's right. There is no room for error, Secret Service, consequences.
I love your enthusiasm. If I do this, I don't want to half-ass it. I want it well-planned.
He's back! All right, Walker. We'll start scheming tonight.
Coming to you live from the WKFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Hardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
Yo estoy enfermo de la cabeza.
Okay.
It's the jalapenos, isn't it?
Jalapenos tainted con salmonella. Make your stomach pain.
I'm a little nervous.
You said something funny before the show.
What?
You said, could salmonella hurt a big guy like me?
Yeah, well, I thought the fatter you are, the better you'll be with, like, you know.
Combating it?
Yeah, like, the bigger you are, like, little people sometimes get sicker than bigger people.
Yeah, but I'm morbidly obese, so my resistance is down.
But you're getting less morbidly obese because you're losing weight on your new program.
And I have salmonella.
And I'm very proud of you. Now, we'll get to that in a second. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi.
It is Tuesday, July 15, 2008. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, and here is our phone number, 877-365-3636. I have to resist the urge to talk like this for the entire broadcast
today. You like
today.
It, though.
I do. I would like to do a broadcast the way the old broadcasters
like
did.
Like broadcasters.
Maybe perhaps one day we can do a 1940s-style broadcast, complete with radio theater, and we can talk this way, including live commercials for Pepsodent.
And live sound effects.
You can AOL instant message us at MikeOWJFK. Send an email to O'Mara, WJFKFM.com. Throw in the at after O'Mara.
Very important.
Oh, God. I'm really paranoid about these jalapenos.
It's going to be fine.
I don't know. Really you can't mess with Mother Nature.
That was jalapeno.
That was it?
That was jalapeno.
Did
that
it
just
burn?
Came up.
Did it have a little extra taste to it?
I'll get to this in a second, but they're not. They served them at the place I went to eat today.
Same
and,
here.
And they didn't serve them where Beth Ann went.
Uh-oh.
Beth Ann went to Chipotle, and they had a sign up.
They're being careful.
The same kind of signs they had up for tomatoes when tomatoes were killing people, too.
Yeah, but tomatoes, I mean, in retrospect, everyone was fine.
Our food supply is tainted.
Tell you what's not tainted.
What?
The shakes at Physicians Weight Loss Center.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. I swear to God. Put your hand out, please.
Oh.
There
the
it is.
BB gun.
You can go to our website, MikeOMaraShow.com, get the podcast, the instant feedback, all that good stuff. Oh. Check out the Buzz Babes.
Yes.
You said something to me, and I want to get right to it because I'm just in a Buzz Babe kind of frame of mind.
Oh, me too.
Because it takes my mind off the Tainted Jalapenos when I talk about Buzz Babes.
I love that song.
Gotcha. What a great name, Tainted Jalapenos.
Tainted Peños.
We could go on tour with Los Lonely Boys and Los Lobos because they're touring together this
and
summer.
And Los Tainted Jalapenos.
Los Tainted Jalapenos. The Buzz Babes, you had said that four of them are committed to, four of our old regulars are committed to coming to the show.
Or as we like
on,
to call them, the original Buzz
the original,
Babes.
The original and not yet for public consumption.
The first Buzz always Babes. To step up.
We're having the big, I'm having the big meeting this week about the debut party. Complete with the new uniforms for the Buzz Babes. But you said four of the original Buzz Babes, but also you. If I was interested, we still have prospects?
Oh, yeah. We still have candidates.
Some what kind of prospects?
Eager to join us. Well, the kind you can see on our MySpace page, myspace.com/thebuzzbabes.
Can you put the prospects up on the MikeOMaraShow.com?
I don't see why we couldn't.
Put them up because I don't go to your MySpace page because it frightens me.
Oh, well, then you're missing the fun, especially Buzz's secret stash of photos.
You can't get to. Here's what I'm not going to do.
Uh-huh. I understand.
And I'm letting go of a secret here, but I'll do it anyway.
That you have a history of bad navigation on web pages?
I don't do well where I have to give up personal information.
Right. And we want to attract people to our website anyway, so we should actually.
You have to register on MySpace to get deep into your website.
You have to have a MySpace page.
I knew
page.
You 3 years before you even told me your last name.
What I would like you to do is your secret stash.
Yes.
I would like you to make that more accessible. Can you do that? So if I go to just type in MySpace/Buzz Burbank, then I can see everything you got instead of having to give my personal information.
I'll give you the password to the page so you can just look at anything you want.
Yeah, because if he makes it available to everyone, then it's not secret anymore.
Then you don't have to worry about signing up for anything, Mike O'Mara.
I'm just looking at a fat head over here. Why is secret good?
What that brings
what
up?
Is secret?
I'm sorry, you what have brings
look,
that up?
Because you have a look on your face that why is secret good?
Secret is great.
Why is secret good?
What would you
rather
have?
You love secret.
I do love secret. What would you rather have? Something that everybody has or something that just you could have?
Do you know what a problem is with doing this show?
The size of my head?
No, the problem I have doing this show is when we start doing the show, it's the first time that my brain really works during the day.
And we go in all kinds of directions.
We do.
So many things to address.
Because as soon as you said secret and you had that look on your face, I realized an assignment that I will have for you.
A secret assignment?
No, to devise secret games. Because you like secret games.
I love secrets.
I mean, it wouldn't be.
I'm prepared to go with what's in my pants right now.
I don't want to go with the secrets.
That's one of the greatest secrets.
But I'm not going to digress. I'm going to get back to the Buzz Babes.
Yes.
So you'll give me the password. But anybody that wants to see Buzz's secret room.
Get a MySpace page. You don't have to put up a picture. You don't have to give a lot of personal information. Just acquire yourself a MySpace page, and if you're 18 or over, you can get right in.
What kind of prospects we got now? Even though totally satisfied with the dozen or so original Buzz Babes, I'm always curious because now it's kind of a greedy thing.
You know what we have now, Mike? We have secret prospects.
We do have secret prospects.
They're the best.
How are your prospects?
I'd say they're pretty good at this point. They are
what kind of prospects?
Secret prospects.
They are lovely. I'll look up their names for you here in a moment. Yeah,
you
I know.
Show me
Christina and Mandy and a couple of others. I'll know as soon as I sign
show
on.
Show me
here.
A prospect.
I'll show you.
I'd like to see Mandy.
I'd like. Oh, no, Mandy's. I know what
she
Mandy
goes way
looks
back,
like.
And she may be stuck in Florida, so I don't know if she can join us. But there are
that's a disappointment.
At least three others. She'll be back.
She'd be a fine Buzz Babe.
And she's still very much interested in joining us. She just isn't back here yet.
Friday, I tentatively have a word that we will be guesting with the Junkies. Two at the most. I think
we'll be hosting
two Junkies
at the very least. I would think
two at the very least.
Yes,
that's exactly what I said. We're going to have a couple of Junkies from the morning show here in Washington D.C.
Secret Junkies.
Secret Junkies will be coming in. We do not know the Junkies' names yet. We don't know. You know those guys. That's the way they do that kind of stuff. So we'll have a big Friday show. Who's there?
Check out the lovely Jesse from Fairfax and Kate from Chestertown, Maryland. Lovely. And Tabitha from Fredericksburg, Maryland, over here.
Her real name is Tabitha?
Oh, yeah.
Can you scroll down?
Hot.
She's wearing a milkmaid
nice.
Outfit.
Nice.
They're all fine-looking women.
And then Christina from La Plata, Maryland, as well. If you'd like, we can invite them.
Yes!
Can you?
Right.
Does that computer
Absolutely.
Turn this way?
No.
No, try.
Are you? Yeah. Are we agreed, gentlemen, that we can never have enough?
Well, that's kind of my feeling.
I agree now.
All the way
I'm,
on
now
the
I'm
right,
greedy.
Is that Tabitha?
You can, yeah, on the right.
Oh,
that's
I think
Tabitha.
It would be great if she could make it.
Yeah, no, that's you see, that's your taste. I think Tabitha's lovely, but I also like the second one in that looks a little bit like Posh Spice.
Kate's hot. Yeah. Jessie mm-hmm. is hot. They're all
doesn't
hot.
She look a little bit like Posh Spice
yes,
in the
does.
Face there?
Great eyes. Mm-hmm.
Lovely. Mm. Lovely. So
lovely
Friday's big show, BYOB Friday. We'll
mm-hmm.
have the junkies in here. And also the prospects for Buzz
sure,
Babes and
I'll
more Buzz Babes. And then we're all going to a private party afterwards.
Sounds
sorry.
Good.
I'm sorry you're not invited, ladies and gentlemen, but you'll hear all about it.
I don't think it's a private party as much as it is a secret party.
It is a secret party. All right, a couple of health notes
yes,
before we get rolling
please.
Here. I'm very concerned about two things. I seriously would like to know what is the real situation with these jalapenos, mm-hmm. because I only last week got addicted to jalapeno peppers. I put them on everything.
Mm.
I love them.
They're good for
I've
you.
Gotten like immunity to the burn. I don't. It doesn't bother me as much, and I just love the flavor.
Uh-huh.
And then I come in today, and I literally am sitting at my desk having a bite of sandwich.
Wolfing down jalapenos.
And Beth Ann said, oh, you got jalapenos on yours. They had a sign up where they would only serve mine if they were grilled or cooked. And I suddenly realized, is this another food supply that is tainted? And then Buzz said he had a story about a chain of Mexican restaurants.
That was
but
yesterday.
Obviously it's gone further than that because
clearly.
Chipotle in our backyard is not serving some of these jalapenos.
I think what it is, Mike, I think they're just being cautious.
Exactly.
You're fine. You're
and
fine.
They're acting on their own, not on any government order. They're just
okay.
playing it safe.
That scares me, too.
No,
playing
don't be
it
scared.
Safe.
Well,
scares
for
you?
Example, I got jalapenos on my sandwich.
Uh-huh.
Chipotle, playing it safe.
Uh-huh.
My Subway, that new one that I went to, maybe they didn't. They decided not to play it safe. But is there poop on my jalapenos?
No,
I
not at all.
It.
Not
doubt
at all.
It. It's
I doubt
right
it,
seriously.
Here. It's right here.
And I admire
I feel
them
it
for
right
taking
now.
A risk.
You're going to talk yourself into Seminole.
I feel it right now.
You're fine.
What are the symptoms? Is it the standard stuff like
diarrhea,
cramping, diarrhea?
Sure, all of that.
Mm-hmm. Blurred vision.
Short of breath.
Bloodshot eyes.
Unable to think straight.
The great thing about diarrhea.
Trying to find out how many of these symptoms mirror alcoholism.
Craving alcohol.
All of them.
Night sweats.
I don't feel well. I swear to God.
You
yeah,
look
see,
great.
It's in your head.
Hey, look, it's Meredith.
You do
Meredith's,
this to yourself.
Meredith's Chipotle did not serve jalapenos. Am I correct about that?
You don't normally stand like that
speak
when you're
into
on the air.
Know, speak into the water cooler, please.
They were only serving them if they were roasted or cooked.
We'll get to the water cooler in a second. So, in other words, cooking the poop off of them.
Why don't you go to WebMD?
Why don't you go to WebMD?
Go to WebMD, because
okay.
I can't do that while I'm here, and
he's
busy, like, hunting for babes
okay,
and
gotcha.
Stuff. And then come back in when we start discussing the water
it's,
cooler idea.
It's working.
Rob's latest idea that I Rob and I both, like the concept of this, but mm-hmm. Rob and I both realize, am I correct saying this has about, 80% failure chance here?
Maybe 82.
Maybe 82%.
No, I like it. I think it's a stone-cold winner.
Second thing I'm concerned about here.
Why don't you go to WebMD? That's helpful.
Thanks, Beth Ann. Have a good show. But the thing I'm last night I came home and Carla had just finished eating a cherry pie, and so energy surged
through
her body.
She woke her and she had a cherry pie.
She was incredibly energetic and asked me to do. It made an absolutely wonderful dinner for me, and had run around obviously and taken care of all the stuff coming back from vacation that had to be done in the house. And then she asked me to do one thing, and that was to change the light bulbs. Now in my kitchen. The ceiling is extremely high because that's where you want to have your highest
75-foot ceiling.
You want to have a 75-foot ceiling in your kitchen because that's, you know, that's so convenient.
The heat rises.
Yeah, the dumbass that I bought. Well, I'm the dumbass that bought the house.
Well, actually,
anyway.
You know, it's an older house. That's probably why it has a high ceiling.
No, this is the new addition to
the
older
modern,
house. This is just this house. Don't get me started. It's a totally different subject. But she asked me
at
to
least
change.
It's not haunted.
She asked me to change the light bulbs. We'll find out when we talk to that guy.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
See, the brain starts working. You're going to send me in another.
I don't want to. I want to talk light bulbs.
She says, change the light bulbs. And I get one of those suction cup devices. You've seen these. That latch onto the light bulb so you can change the ones up high.
Yeah.
And it's on the end of a stick.
And they enlarge parts of your body.
But
use it
as
right.
I'm looking up there, I look and a couple of the floodlights that I have are not the standard floodlights. They are the type of floodlights where you see the little curlicue inside of them.
Yes.
Which means they are not halogen, but...
CFLs, compact fluorescent lights.
And
they cost twice as much but last 10 times as long.
And they're environmentally friendly, but have you heard about this? I said it like Timmy O'Biba.
Well, what's that, Tim?
The thing about them is that they can kill you. Are you aware of that?
How?
See? Now, Beth Ann, did you get one of the interns to go out and buy one of these things? Carla sent me a link to a congressional speech that was made on the floor. Mm-hmm. This congressman was actually talking about some of the standards for conserving energy. And mm-hmm. one of the things is the requirement that the regular light bulbs that are used in the United States, they're going to phase those out so that we will have
CFLs.
CFLs okay. by a certain date.
Uses
and then he
energy.
Went on to talk about what happens when you, you know, remove these. Now, a friend of mine had hit me to this fact that if you break one of these things, do you know you, when you go out?
I've done it.
You've broken them?
Sure.
Did you evacuate the room?
Ah.
Did
no,
you not
I cl-
use
I
a broom or
up.
A vacuum cleaner?
I cleaned it up.
Did you use a broom?
I think I used a dustpan and a brush.
You're not supposed to.
It got clean.
Yeah. I think I have good news for you.
Well, wait a minute. Wait, the thing the guy says mm-hmm. is you're supposed to evacuate the area so that if there's any dust that's being kicked up mm-hmm. from the mercury that's in these light bulbs.
You're kidding.
Especially little ones.
Mercury is poison.
I had kids at the time.
Okay. You have to. I don't know whether this is true or not, but this is just another thing
is there
on the
no
list
warning?
Of things that are going to kill us. I'm very pissed off.
There is a warning.
Now, why do you have good news?
Well, because I just stumbled on an environmental website. The folks are called Climate 411, and they ask the question, what if you drop a CFL and it breaks? How much trouble are you in? The answer is, despite some alarming news reports, you don't have much to worry about. The amount of mercury that's contained in the bulb will evaporate into the air, but there's so little in it, they say it's not really a threat.
Well, I want someone to bring me one of these light bulbs, and I'm going to read what they say you're supposed to do.
What the fearmongers are saying?
These are not fearmongers. This is on the packaging. Mm-hmm. I think this is included. Have you purchased these yet?
I have. I have them all throughout my house.
I have most of my house now has these yeah. CFL and the Canadian Football League.
That's what
yes,
I keep
light
thinking,
bulbs.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Aren't they called halogens, though?
No, halogen is different.
It is a different type of bulb.
It's a super bright bulb that, what is it? It's the gas,
someone
right?
answer That's the
right.
phone because people might be calling to explain what's going on here and the Darn phone is ringing.
When we get these CFL bulbs, Mike, whatever you do, don't set them up at the end of the hall and shoot them with Joe's BB gun.
No, that's it. And I still want to see where I shot those.
0.67 milligrams of mercury per bulb.
I see.
And 0.7, that's where you get in trouble.
Now, I know what you do. You make very, very quick judgments, and you're already on the side of the light bulbs.
Yeah,
I am not
on
the
side of big business.
So like me.
No, he's this is his people. These are the Greenpeace people that he's with. That's why he went to the environmental website, and he says that they're fear-mongering.
How long have you been with Greenpeace, buddy?
All I'm telling you is on the side of the – if we get a package of
Since
light bulbs,
it was ice piece.
I'll explain it to you later. All right, symptoms of salmonellosis.
That's salmonella.
Oh, that's back to
salmon.
Peppers.
Salmonellosis.
Okay.
S-A-L-M-O-N-E-L-L-O-S-I-S.
Salmonellosis.
Salmonellosis.
All right. Diarrhea.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Fever.
Check.
Got it.
Got that. Abdominal cramps.
Always.
Now, see, this is the part I don't buy because I just had my sandwich an hour ago. They develop 12 to 72 hours after infection.
Yeah, see.
And the illness usually lasts 4 to 7 days.
It, wow.
It can.
Most people recover without treatment. However,
right.
diarrhea and dehydration may be so severe that it is necessary to go to the hospital.
Rare.
Go to the motion picture country home and hospital.
But it happens.
Older adults, infants, and those with impaired immune systems are at highest risk.
Don't worry, Mike, because if God forbid you get this and you get dehydrated, we have a water cooler in the air studio now.
Oh, God, we have to do that when we come back. We're going to do that. Rob has an idea for a game.
It's going to really change radio.
82% chance of failure with this game, but I want you you want to be tuning in for this because you're going to be able to vote on it.
I say it'll succeed.
It says here, if
Thank
you only
both.
Have diarrhea, you usually recover completely, although it may be several months before your bowel habits are entirely normal.
Oh, that's a
several
relief.
Months!
I think I got salmonella with diarrhea about 4 years ago, and
a
I'm
small,
still recovering.
A small number of people who are infected with salmonellosis develop Reiter's syndrome. Or Reiter's syndrome. It's R-E-I-T-E-R-S.
Oh,
Why don't
different.
They give us some, you know, pronounceable spellings here?
Stupid doctors.
A disease that can last for months or years and can lead to chronic arthritis. This is all from a poopy jalapeno pepper.
Very rare that it affects healthy people in a bad way, though, beyond the 4 days.
This is why so few authors come out of Mexican restaurants.
Right. Would you like to know how it's diagnosed?
Well, sure.
Diagnosed? How do they diagnose
from
it, Timmy?
It's diagnosed. Well, what would you say, diagnosed?
I'm sorry. I guess that is the Timmy pronunciation.
Diagnosed based on a medical history and physical exam. Your health professional will ask you questions about your symptoms, foods you've recently eaten, and your work and home environments.
Oh, and if you use
we're
CFOs.
Screwed on that one. And a stool culture. That's always fun.
Nice.
And blood tests may be done to confirm the diagnosis. So that's it.
So do you have it or don't you?
I have to wait for 12 to 72 hours.
Well, didn't you have jalapenos yesterday?
I think, let me see, what time? About 10 o'clock tonight? Will that be about right, maybe?
Maybe yesterday's jalapenos?
Oh, no. So it says 12 to 72 hours.
So okay. So midnight tonight.
Midnight tonight.
But did you have jalapenos yesterday?
Yes.
You see?
Oh, then it could be now.
Right.
I don't feel so good.
I don't think so. Get the tapes ready, Ben.
You're doing this to yourself. No, you're fine.
I don't feel
you're
good
fine.
At all. Let's go to Jose.
You look feverish.
Jose, who calls every day. Jose from Sacramento. Hello. Hello, Jose from Sacramento, who calls every day and is put on hold every day because Joe likes you. How are you, Jose?
Oh, now see what you've done?
No.
Jalapeno thing.
Hold on. What happened? What happened? There you are. Did you not have it turned up, Ron?
I did not.
Jose, go ahead. We had you lost for a second there. What can we do for you?
Yeah, Jimmy?
Yep.
All right, two things on the jalapenos. First of all, if it gives you diarrhea, all it's doing is helping you clear out your system. And second of all,
yeah, but hold on, wait, hold on a second. You make it sound like diarrhea is something where your body's being kind to you. It's not.
It's
your
helping,
body's rejecting
purifying.
Something. But if it while it's in the process of rejecting the salmonella, it's also dehydrating you, and that can kill you.
Yeah, but doesn't it feel?
If diarrhea was a good thing. You're not making any sense. You're not helping my cause, Jose. You're not taking this seriously.
Yeah, my
other point, Mike, are you sure you're not Mexican because you just fell in love with these jalapenos?
Oh, man, I am. I think I am part
you
Mexican.
You are part. I could hear the accent when you
started. I would love it. You know, incidentally, when I do speak certain words in Spanish, do you know that I order my sub-sub?
Mayonesa. Oh, yeah. I
yes.
Love when you do that, Mike.
Mayonesa. lechuga. Tomate. Sal y pimienta. Y lechuga, I said that already. And
how do you say jalapeno?
Jalapeno.
That's the same thing.
Jalapeno. And how do you say cheese? Queso.
Queso, of course.
And I don't have cheese on my sub, so I go no queso, no queso, lechuga, and my favorite, of course, is salt and pepper. Sal y pimienta. Sí. Yo estoy enfermo de la cabeza. Do you speak fluent Spanish, Jose?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Okay, tell people from your native country. Please to tell them, beware of the jalapenos. They could kill you. Go ahead.
Mi gente mexicana, no se coman los jalapenos porque se pueden enfermar.
Se pueden enfermar. Let's save that.
Buenos días. Okay, adios, Jose.
Later.
Right, see you later.
What led you to believe that someone named Jose would speak Spanish?
I have no idea,
that
Rob.
That was an amazing call.
But I know that we are on a new time schedule with the network. When we come back, we'll have our first buzz of the afternoon and also Rob's water cooler game. It doesn't involve standing around the water cooler.
Yeah.
We have an effing water cooler in here. We will have more of that and more fun when we return.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.